Grand Rising, my beautiful people. Welcome back to Mother Hustler. I'm Chrisanne Black, and I am so thankful to have you here today. I really wanted to talk a little bit about allowing the universe to continue to let our blessings flow in. I'm a huge believer that you have to feel it in your soul in order for it to happen. And I think that's with anything. You know, you just have to be compelled and you have to be moved by it. And most recently, I have been summoning and beckoning and begging the universe to send me all the blessings and all the best that it has to offer. And I am seeing those results, and I wanted to share with you guys, and I really wanted to encourage you guys to try your hardest to invoke some of those blessings on your own. What I mean by that is, you know, we pray, we ask for things, either to Creator, to God, whoever you are closest to. And I think in a lot of times we ask for those things, but we don't think that they're actually going to happen. We just think, well, I should at least ask. And that's so detrimental, because not believing in the blessings you're asking for is already guaranteeing that those blessings are not going to happen. You have to believe deep in your soul that the blessings that you want, that the beautiful bounties of the universe that you are asking for are attainable and they're already yours. And I guess I could be, if we want to try to make like an analogy of it, it would be like if you really, really wanted a puppy and you want that puppy, but you know there's going to be certain challenges to getting it, but you almost envision that the puppy's already yours. It almost makes it so that the universe aligns so that it is cohesive to your thoughts and beliefs. And I believe that within myself, I have been really focusing and channeling my own energy into receiving the best blessings. And I know that sounds super, you know, hippie, corny, kind of like, yeah, you channel blessings. But no, understand that when you let go of those silly mindsets that you used to have before, where it's like, oh, well, I'm the master of my own destiny and I can, absolutely, you are. But when you recognize and surrender that the universe, which is a way bigger entity than you ever would be, has a little bit more control over situations when it comes to the finite details. So again, if you don't brush your teeth, you will get a cavity. But if you strongly believe that the foods that you're eating and the drinks that you're drinking and the lifestyle you're living is going to keep your teeth healthy, you're probably going to do things to stay healthy. You're not just going to hope and wish that your teeth will stay healthy. You're going to be proactive in it. And that's the same thing. These aren't blind wishes and throwing darts into the dark and hoping something sticks. Absolutely not. These are well-intended beliefs that you have within yourself that say, I want the best for myself and for those around me. And in order for me to have that, I have to be willing to welcome those things in. So many people that I know block their own blessings because of their attitude, their energy, the negativity that they allow to surround themselves. And it's so sad, because now that I'm doing a lot of light work and a lot of energy on myself, I'm walking into scenarios, businesses, places, families, homes, friends' homes. And when I feel that energy shift, when I feel the dark energy coming in, I remove myself. I don't hesitate. I take proactive actions to remedy it. And then I say, oh, can't remedy it. Remove yourself, because I don't want to be consumed with negative energy. We have a lot of people in our lives who thrive off of maintaining consistent negative energy. That is so sad. I know growing up, I had a family who loved to talk shit, who loved to belittle each other, who loved to tear each other down. And it was such a fucked up sight as a kid to watch these adults who I loved, who I cared about, tear each other into pieces verbally and sometimes physically. And it really gave me a misconception of how we are supposed to talk to each other. So growing up, I would talk trash, and it was like, well, this is the banter that we have. And, you know, we're sly folk and we're witty and we like to, you know, shit talk and shoot the shit. And No. What it is you stay in a lower level vibrating energy, and you want others to be in that same energy with you. So that term, misery loves company, essentially what it's saying is if you are a low vibrating piece of shit, you want others to low vibrate and be a piece of shit with you. And I'm not calling low vibrating individuals pieces of shits, but I'm saying the attitude that we carry when we are low vibrating is a fucked up piece of shit attitude. We don't want others to win. We don't want others to succeed or to prosper. And that's such a fucking piece of shit mentality. And so the sooner that you can rid yourself of as much negativity as possible and start, again, summoning and beckoning, begging the universe, say to the universe, say to God, I really want the best that the universe has to offer. I'm ready and willing to receive every good thing that the universe has to offer. Give it to me, God. Give it to me, universe. I'm willing to put all of those amazing attributes to great success with all of the ideas and the innovations that I have. Using your imagination to help create great for the universe is such a blessing. And so when you can summon and allow these thoughts and ideas to come to you and then share them with others, don't be a gatekeeper. Be somebody who is willing to be a resource for other individuals. And that's kind of what I see myself as for you guys, is I want to be somebody that you can rely on, somebody that you can reach out to that will point you in the right direction, because I have a vested interest in your best interest. And I want to see the best out of all of the people that surround me. I mean, it's such a, excuse me, it's such a fucked up idea and mentality that society has really given us of a dog eat dog world, and it's you against them. And no, fuck that. There is more than an abundance in the world to go around, and people with greedy, fucked up, stingy mentalities, the only reason that they prosper is because those of us who have true light inside of us haven't gone fucking demon on them. We haven't gone rogue and pulled them down to the gutter. But again, we don't do that. We hit them with light and love and positivity. But the more people that wake up and say, why the fuck am I living in this mindset? Why the fuck am I always so negative? Why the fuck do I wake up bitter and upset at my life when in reality I have the fucking power to change it? I have to be influenced on my own within myself, not by others, not by the shit that I see on Instagram or the fake TikToks. I need to be able to channel within, find what makes me the best fucking human possible, and elaborate that to the world. If I am a resource and I'm somebody who's super resourceful, I don't need to gatekeep that. I need to share that information and that knowledge of wealth with everybody around me, because that benefits society. That means that other people are going to be like-minded and hardworking and loving and kind and peaceful and wanting to build structures and societies that are based off of true meaning. I feel so passionately about the trajectory that my life is headed that I don't see boundaries anymore. I see problems that are waiting to be solved. And that's where life will take you when you're on a path that says, I'm no longer living in the negative. Fuck that. That negative bullshit can kiss my motherfucking ass. And that's where you take it to the next level. That's where you level up into a place where you're very untouchable, because the universe is conspiring with God and everybody to make you the best motherfucking human possible. They are molding and putting together an elite form of human who doesn't take any pride in monetization, but takes so much love out of being able to help others to achieve their fullest success, their potential. And that's where I feel like the world is going to be shifting. You know, that paradigm shift that we've always hoped about and always prayed for, it's happening, but it's happening one person at a time. So it's snail pace, but eventually that snail is going to be a big fucking animal, and it's going to be rolling down that hill. And once it catches momentum, it's going to be out of this world. I firmly believe that within all of us, we have the power and the capacity to try to see through all the negative bullshit that we've been through in our life. All of those conditioning tactics, all of the fucked up things that we've had to endure as kids. It's helped to prepare us to get to the bigger place where we can help others through empathy, through understanding, through peace and love, and really not having an underlying agenda. It's bare facts. It's laid out for us. And that's where I feel like the world is going to really shift. And we're going to see so many people who are coming into a place of themselves where it's dangerous because they can't be fucked with. No amount of hate or negativity or threats or any of that will affect who they are or how they operate. And that's going to be gorgeous. That's going to be beautiful because that love within them is going to radiate and it's going to spread. And people will, it'll be like a plague. We won't be able to shake this positivity, and that's where it's incredible. And in the yin and the yang of it all, there has to be a little negativity to offset or to really expose the powerfulness of positivity. But that negativity doesn't have to take over. It can be small and it can be slight and it can be shifted immediately. So don't say to yourself, if you are a negative person, oh, I'm a negative piece of shit, I shouldn't even be allowed to exist. No. Negativity comes from somewhere. It comes from trauma. It comes from fear. But you don't have to live in it. You don't have to take it with you. It's not your purse. It's not your backpack. Let that shit go. Practice meditation, practice prayer, practice mindfulness, practice self-affirmations, positive words of affirmation. Get into a mindset. Start to surround yourself daily with people that are like-minded. Reach out to people, counsel people, talk to people that are different than you, that you've never sat and had a long conversation with, and find out where your mindset will go. I guarantee you it's a beautiful journey and you're just at the beginning, and I'm excited to see you grow. I hope you guys have a beautiful day. Stay safe and I'll talk to you soon. Love you guys. Bye.